What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is your Odyssey check-in with the one and only Michael Bublé. Dude, you've been on fire lately. First things first, The Voice, congratulations. I mean, now that you've went through one whole season from beginning to end, was it what you expected?
No, it wasn't what I expected, honestly. It wasn't. It was like 50 times better than I expected. I spent most of my morning on the phone with Snoop, and writing Gwen and Reba, and just talking about how much we appreciate each other. And I've been on with the artists, not just the one, but you know, others too. And it's been an incredible thing, man. You know, I don't know if there's anything that's more fulfilling than to be able to give back in that way. And yeah. I think for us that we're coaches in the chairs, like I know it sounds weird for people, but it wasn't that long ago when we were in the positions of those kids, you know, and hearing no and, you know, and feeling the crush of disappointment or whatever. And I think it just really meant something for us to be able to know that we've been really lucky to live out our dream. And now we have this chance to help other people see that through. It's a very cool thing. Like, it's just, there's nothing negative about any of it. And of course, now, you know, and by the way, I got calls all through the day from Kelsey Ballerini and John Legend and Adam Levine and all of them, you know, being so sweet with me and teasing me at the same time. And like Adam was saying to me last night, he's like, oh my God, we're never going to hear the end of this, are we?
Oh man. You know, Michael, since you remember the beginning so vividly, you know, your start, can you remember that first yes that came through that really kept you going and saying, okay, maybe I could break into this industry?
You know, there was never, and I'm going to probably speak for you too, Mike, when I say that there's never one, you know, and it starts with mom and dad and grandparents and your sisters and the kids that are your best buddies growing up. And you know, there's all these people that love you, and there's nothing in it for them. It's not like they're investing and they're getting something back. They do it because they love you and because they see your passion and they see that you're excited. And so it took a million people. I always call it the domino effect. It took people to love me. It took strangers. It took people to really give of themselves. And exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about The Voice and that experience.
Yeah. It
took people that just love me and just said, you know what, I want this to happen for you, not because it's doing anything for me, but because, you know, it feels good. And
sure.
My grandfather, my grandpa Santaga, he would take me to every audition, and he sat with me at shopping malls and busking, and of course my mom and dad, my sisters would help me sell all my theaters. And yeah, man, just so many beautiful souls that love me.
You know, so talk to me about the new song with Carly Pearce. I feel like you've been giving us these collaborations we didn't know we needed. You got the song with Jason Derulo, now Carly. How did that come about?
Quickly, I wrote the song, and it was inspired by, you know, a real life circumstance that I've gone through with a really great friend I grew up with who, you know, through just a bunch of strange little circumstances and through mental health and stuff that so many of us deal with, for him being vulnerable. It started, you know, by me knowing that he had lost his way and that he had found himself in a bad way on the street, and I helped him off and got him, you know, counseling, and I wrote a song about how it felt when, you know, last winter I had found out, and I just realized that this holiday is so hard for so many people. You know, it's as much as for me, it's beautiful, and it's my kids and Santa Claus and all of that stuff. For so many people, it's a really tough time, and they're going through a lot. And so I thought it would be really lovely to write an anthem that could give some people hope, you know, and bring a positive, you know, a positive thing in their life. And I had just happened to be begging and driving Carly Pearce crazy to come and be my mentor on The Voice, because I was such a big fan, and I love country. People, you know, they don't know that. They're starting to find out, but I'm a huge country music fan. I really am. And my last couple of my duets were Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson, and
I feel like you're moving in that direction, Michael.
Listen, you know what's weird? I think I was always there. Even a lot of the songs that I covered were many times they were country songs. They were, you know, in that R&B, you know, look at like Ray Charles, his greatest records, or again, Willie Nelson, his record Stardust. I see a lot of it as a part of the great American songbook. You know, they're a part of the greatest gift America ever gave to the arts. And, you know, growing up, my father and mom, they're big Kenny Rogers fans. I mean, my favorite songs were things like Howard the County. And, you know, it's funny, you know, I wrote the song with the guitar. And when I called Carly Pearce, I had like embodied Willie, no joke. And yeah. So when I started singing to the demo, I said, forgive me, I haven't written the words yet. But I said, you know, I'm sort of, you know, I'm, you know, sort of doing this Willie thing. And she, I think she's so cute that she was, you know, so supportive of me. But I remember the first time I sang it to her, I was going, I've been running all my life, I've been trying to get it right. And I was doing this Willie thing. And then, and she was so cool. And honestly, we finished the song. And like, now, you know, because I couldn't talk about it for so long, but it was a huge campaign with Apple. And this new technology that they built on their phone. So we recorded this whole record. She came to Vancouver, Greg Wells, who just did the Wicked. He's the producer of the music of the Wicked movie. We all sat. I got my iPhone 16. Carly got her iPhone 16. And Greg took the iPhone 16 and put it in the guts of the piano. And we did the song together. And it was beautiful. And I listened to it so many times, and I kept writing Carly, and because Greg and I felt the same way. Her voice is so unique and captivating, and she's such an incredible storyteller that I kept saying to her, and I would get goosebumps. And me and my wife were sitting in bed listening, and I kept calling her and saying, Carly, like Carls, I said, I don't know why, you know, God has a plan. I feel very, you know, I strongly feel this, and the Lord, you know, always has a plan and works in a way that we can't or shouldn't explain. No one could sing this song the way that girl did. No one. There's not a female out there that would have had the same approach, would have had the same emotional read, wouldn't have had a voice that cut through the way hers did. I get goosebumps every time I listen to it. Singing it with her is a complete pleasure. And now one of my bucket list dreams is about to come true when on Sunday I get to go to the Grand Ole Opry, and I get to go to church, and I get the thrill of singing in one of the greatest places in the world.
With
one of my favorite country artists. And it's funny too, because I've been doing all these interviews talking about Carly, and it was like, well, how come Carly? Why did you want Carly so badly for the mentor and the voice. Because honest to God, when you do the voice, it's amazing. The options you have are amazing.
You could have like, anybody, right?
Yeah. They come to you with names and you're like, no, there's no way that person's going to do it. And and I know I needed her, and I needed her because she does it in a way that very few do it. She has so much reverence and respect for the history of the music of country. And I love that she knows she stands on the shoulders of her heroes. And so she pays this respect and reverence, and she does it in an old school way. But the cool part about Carly Pearce is she's a contemporary artist who can do pop. And it's like, it's just for me. It is so cool that you got an artist that has that kind of authenticity and has that old school thing, and yet fluidly slides perfectly into the modern world of country and pop. And it's like, you know, I know I cringe her out because I love Honor like this, like the way I talk about her in front of her face kills her. But it's the truth. And it's like, I was looking at my artists and I was like, this is who I want you to be. This is who you need to watch. This is the woman she's not a YouTube star. She did.
Right.
You know, like, this is a girl who worked her butt off, who was ambitious, who had an incredible work ethic, who has organically done this the way that I hope an artist, a real artist, does it. And I wanted to give them the hope that, you know, you can do it too. This is what she's done.
Beautiful. Michael, I'm so excited for you. I'm so happy for you. Enjoy the holidays. You know, we'll talk again when you drop the country album, whenever that's going to be.
Man, I'm always, it's funny. Go through my records, Mike, and you will find in every single record, there's always an ode to country. It's always, you know, it's either Have I Told You Lately That I Love You, or It's Crazy, or, you know, there's always something. There's an ode to Patsy or Hank Williams. You know, I love Jerry Lee Lewis, even though not considered country as much, but I love how he covered country. Like, I love how he covered Hank. And for me, that's one of the things I'm most excited about is that at the Opry, is that I said, you know, I know I'm singing the song Carly, I said, but am I allowed to sing a Hank song? And they said, yes, you are. And I was like, okay. I was like, thank you. And I'm so excited. I'm nervous, but I'm so excited.
Man, I appreciate you taking the time. You deserve all this and more. So good to spend some time with you.
Likewise, man. Thank you so much for having me.